Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewila, Washington. During the big band era of the 1930s, only a few of the swing bands had a guitarist, simply because they could hardly be heard in such a large ensemble. When amplification of the guitar was developed in the 1930s, that all changed. Not only did the big bands begin to include guitars, but the amplified guitar and the new electric guitars that were coming out led to the arrival of many jazz guitar soloists, such as Barney Kessel, Joe Pass, Tal Farlow, Kenny Burrell, and others. The electric guitar became the first electronic instrument accepted into mainstream jazz. The electric organ followed shortly after. An example of jazz from the mainstream featuring the electric guitar during the years prior to the jazz fusion era would be Wes Montgomery and a quartet in 1960 doing 4-on-6. Then vocalist Al Jarreau will sing Roof Garden from his Breaking Away album of 1981. Thank you.
That's it, baby. Hey, mom, what's your mama gonna say?
You finally let your body like this guy.
Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof? Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof? Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof? Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof?
On the town, sequence keeping down. Climb those stairs, do that ballroom in the air.
Get the puppet.
Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof? Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof?
Come on up, we can get it on.
Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof?
If you dare dream of yesterday.
Waltzing in the garden. Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof?
Do 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 do
in the garden. Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof? Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof?
Come on up, get it on.
Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance up on the roof?
No one stays downtown these days. Country call got us work and all.
Surrender now.
Oh, we can let me recommend what to do when your heart is light or blue.
Gotta get the step in.
Does anyone wanna go waltzing in the garden? Does anyone wanna go dance on the roof?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Let's party on.
This is Electronic Jazz, hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. Saxophonist Ronnie Laws is the little brother of flute player Hubert Laws. Here's Ronnie with Always There from the 1975 album Pressure Sensitive. Then guitarist Earl Clue will do Doin' It from his 1994 Move album. Gato Barbieri, born in Argentina in 1932, will play Rosa on his tenor sax in 1999 from the album Che Corazon.
Thank you.
We are digging on electronic jazz today. Yumir Diodato is a composer, arranger, record producer, and keyboardist, born in Rio de Janeiro in 1943. From his 1973 album, Diodato II, you'll hear Skyscrapers. After that, guitar man Larry Carlton will play Going Nowhere from The Gift of 1996. Thank you. We will begin this last set of electronic jazz with Mike Minieri, who was a pioneer in introducing an electronic vibraphone. From his Wanderlust release of 1981, you'll hear Bamboo. And lastly, Jerry Lopez will sing Sarah Sarah on Tom Scott's Read My Lips album of 1994.
Thank you. so good. Memories came rushing into my head. Was it for me or just my imagination running wild? Oh, yeah. I see the more things change, the more they stay the same. Thought I was past the pain, but won't the
thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.